Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Quarantine show number 12, Instigators, Andrew and Craig, WGR 550. Joined on the line right now with Sabres newest signee, Matias Samuelsson. Matias, you're on the line with Andrew and Craig. How are you today, sir?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, another guy sounds thrilled to be doing radio right now. Like, what else do you have to be doing right now, Matias, that you have to sound so kind of like down in the dumps that you're talking to us?
No, I got nothing going on.
You just signed a contract. You got a bonus right check coming. How about you mix in a smile?
I know. I got to.
Let's settle something quickly here. We had a question about how to properly pronounce your father's name. Gel? Or how'd you say it, Riv?
Shell.
Yeah, Shell, like S-H-E-L-L, Shell.
It's exactly what I said, Matias. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Andrew Peters, correct as usual, Craig.
Honestly.
No, his name's Gel Samuelsson. Gel as in J, as in the gel you put in your hair. Way to go, Petey.
All right. No, it's not like that. Anyway, Matias, let's not make this about us. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. What are you doing for the quarantine? Are you where are you? Are you at Western Michigan? Did you go home? Where is home? Do you spend any time in Sweden? What's your schedule like these days?
Home is right outside Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. But I'm still at Western. My family decided that like it was best if me and my brother didn't fly through any airports or anything like that. So we're just hanging out here until this all clears over.
Training at all?
We were, and then they closed like all the rinks and stuff. So there's nowhere around here that we could go train. So like we could do stuff like outside or stuff, but we can't like go anywhere, any facilities or anything like that.
So do you and your brother live together?
No. He lives with guys in his class, and then I live with guys in my class. Because, you have to live in the dorms your freshman year, so and we're a year apart, so it just worked out like that.
All right, so what are you doing right now to kind of just stay fit and not lose your marbles? Do you have, like, a certain training regimen just kind of with stuff around the house?
Yeah, I've been going for a lot of runs. It's like the only time I can get some fresh air around here and then, break a sweat. So I feel like somewhat productive, and then just some body weight stuff in the house is about all I can do right now.
So you signed your, what was it, yesterday you signed that contract? Is that when we heard the news?
Yeah, yesterday.
Was it an easy decision for you to leave college? Or was it kind of a no-brainer after the season you've had? You're named an assistant captain. You know, you had a good World Juniors. I mean,
whoa. Let's hold on there. Are you the captain of the team or are you the assistant?
The assistant.
He was the captain of the World Junior team, Riv. If you did some homework, you would learn all that. Don't interrupt my interview, please.
All right, thank you.
I don't even remember what the hell I was saying. Was it hard for you to leave?
I mean, yeah, I love this place. I've had a great time the last 2 years, and it wasn't hard for the decision to turn pro. Obviously, you know, if an NHL team wants to offer you a contract, it's hard to say no, but it's hard to leave this a place that you like so much. So I'd say yes and no. I mean, obviously, it's super exciting to start your pro career, but to leave something that you love is pretty hard, too.
Great. What can you tell us about your teammate, Dawson DiPietro?
Doss, he's a character. He's a good guy. He's really funny. He gets along with pretty much everybody. And then on the ice, obviously, he's a threat when he has the puck. If you give him time and space to generate some speed, he's pretty good offensively. So I'm excited to see how his game transitions into pro hockey. He has really good speed and works in college hockey really well for him. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's a great addition, and he's definitely an offensive threat.
What was it like playing for Andy Murray? I've heard amazing things about Andy Murray, but one of the things I've heard about Andy Murray is he's one of the most detailed coaches you'll ever meet and play for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. When I first got here, I don't think I knew what I got myself in for. My dad played for Andy Murray way back in the 90s, when Andy was an assistant coach in Philadelphia, so that's how they knew each other. So my dad basically said, if you go to Western, he'll transform your game. Like, he'll give you so much detail, and he'll drive you nuts sometimes, but it'll be so good for you. And I now looking back on it, I love playing for Andy Murray, but there was times when you were just so sick of it. But he does that on purpose. He drives you crazy. So, but. He's an awesome coach. He's a great guy off there. He's an awesome coach. People have stories about him being psycho and stuff, but I don't know. His details are definitely over the top. And
I had the ability to play for Andy Murray in the World Championships in 2003, and I was told that he was a little bit insane when it came to the structure and details, but I mean. He was a coach that I only had for 2 weeks, but I remembered him because it was unlike any other coach I've ever had. I mean, there was slips slid under your door every single morning that you had to read. He was just so detailed in everything he did. The practices, when he said the practices were 38 minutes, they were 38 minutes. I mean, and then everything shut down and guys were off the ice. It was pretty incredible.
Oh yeah, he still does that. He has the exact minute of practice. Well, the hardest part for me was coming from the program. It was the program, there's a lot of detail and stuff, but it's mostly skill development. So it's not as much positioning and stuff like that. So when I went from that to this, my first couple of weeks here with him on the ice was definitely a wake-up call.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell me, how did he transform your father's game? And was your father right when he said that he'll transform your game? And if so, how did he transform your game? What were you when you went to Western, and what are you now?
I think just small details everywhere on the ice. You know, stuff that a normal fan may not notice, but in the grasp of things, it's important. Your just footwork and positioning and the way to put your stick and stuff like that, or where to be on the ice, just a couple, maybe a foot or two over, just really small details, but they make the biggest difference. And once you do them and you see how they work, you realize this guy's right. This guy, I should probably listen to this guy a little more.
Well, so let me ask you this then, okay? So, and again, you're in a very unique situation because
there's a lot going on in the world.
You're big like your father, you know. You're a defenseman like your father. You played for a coach that your father played for, and you talk about listening to him. Well, what about your dad? Is it easier to listen to somebody else other than your own parent? Because your dad clearly has the experience: 813 games, Stanley Cup. 123 playoff games. He had a hell of a career. And is it easier to listen to somebody else than it is your own father who played that position?
I mean, my dad's always been there for me. You know, I don't think I'd be where I am today without him. He's taught me almost everything I know. So, I mean, still to this day, like, if I have a question or there's something happening in the game, and I'll talk to him about it and get his advice or anything like that. Like, he's still, like, he's basically, like, he's my father, but he's also, like, one of my development coaches, if that makes sense. Like, he still goes to him, he still helps me.
Oh, it makes total sense. Well, are you living near your parents then in the off season? I guess when you get out of Western, will you go home and spend the summer with your family, or do you have your own place near your mom and dad? I mean, how often are you seeing your family?
I'll go home and live in my house. I haven't seen my parents very often in the last couple of years, just like World Juniors and stuff. I haven't gone home for Christmas in the last 2 years, so it's been pretty difficult. And then Andy likes us training here in the summers to get ready for the season, so I've only been home for a couple of weeks in the last 2 years.
Have you spoken to, obviously you signed your contract, but have you spoken to Jason Bottrell, and have you guys had the conversation about, you know, obviously when this coronavirus is all said and done, on a timetable of when you both think you'd be ready to step into the NHL?
No, I have not had that conversation yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
so when you're talking about your game, you know, there's obviously things that you do very well, and there's things that you're going to need to improve on. So the things that you do well, can you describe the things that you do well that has made you the second round draft pick, and things that you need to improve on now that you're going to move into the pro ranks?
I think I shut plays down really well. I mean, I play a physical style of game. I think I move, like, one of my big things is just moving the puck north. Let the forwards do their job. Give them the puck, facilitate it. Yeah, I think I'm just like a hard guy to play against for the opposing forwards. I mean, if you're making their life miserable to play against all night, then you're doing your job. So, and then things I need to work on. I mean, obviously I still need to get stronger. I mean, the AHL are a whole new level. So there's that. And then, I mean, with how fast the game is nowadays, I think you just need to continue to work on your foot speed and try to get faster every time, every off season.
All right. Well, we'll let you go for time's sake, both yours and ours. But before we let you go, give us your most, I guess, regular activity while you're going through this quarantine.
Ooh, I'm a big movie guy. I watched the Harry Potter series, watched a couple other series. So that's what I've been up to.
Well, have you seen the Rocky movies yet?
Yeah, I have.
Like, what's an old school movie? Like, for example, you're what, 20, 21? So, like, what year is considered an old movie for you?
Ooh. I don't know, probably like late 90s.
What? Late
90s? Really, I don't really go past the 90s unless it's like Star Wars or something.
Okay, well, you brought up Star Wars. I'll give you one movie before we sign off and go enjoy it. It's called Spaceballs, all right? Ask your dad.
Don't bother, man. Don't bother. Absolutely.
Ask your dad about it. Go into it with an open mind. It's a mockumentary, and then there's another one you should watch. It's called Spinal Tap. Go enjoy yourself. There's 4 hours of entertainment, and we look forward to seeing you at training camp whenever that is.
All right, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.